This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials in Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we are live. We are hot, sweaty on the Vax bus in Ormond Beach, just outside of Love Whole Foods. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on, traveling around where we need to be to get the word out. And the word is vaccines, as they are today, are extremely dangerous. They're armed and dangerous. And we are on the Vax bus sharing those stories. I've gotten to meet with a few of the folks that have come out here to Love Whole Foods to share their stories. I've met some parents here. In fact, I even signed the bus myself because not everybody knows this, but I was vaccine injured when I was a child back when they gave the smallpox vaccine. I got the pox coming out of my arm. I fell asleep on the arm, and it revaccinated the temple of my forehead, and I began to have brutal migraines times a million as a child. I couldn't move my eyes fast. I couldn't move my head fast, and a child doesn't know that. Why can't I move without excruciating pain? So I signed the bus as well, and I'm joined right now at the top of the hour. We're going to be joined by Polly Tommy sometime this hour, but we've got the raw masculinity represented first here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don, are you there first? Okay, that's Grandpa Super Don. He's pretty masculine, too. So we're gonna triple down on it, too. I've got Joshua Coleman and Bryce Bundy. They're here on the Vax bus. They're part of the team. Joshua, we've been watching you, of course, on Periscope and Facebook Live as Polly's dutifully getting this whole thing out to the world. Tell us how you connected with the Vax team from cover-up to catastrophe.
Okay, well, you know, I would go back fairly far. When my son was 17 months old, he received a round of vaccines that left him paralyzed from the waist down. And that was with transverse myelitis. So two of the four shots that he received at that time, acknowledged transverse myelitis as a known adverse reaction. So, you know, slowly, you know, it actually took me a very long time, even though, you know, we knew it was a vaccine, injury. It took me a long time to come into the know about vaccines. So I would say about a year and a half ago, I live in California, when they tried to pass SB 277, the mandatory vaccination law, I got activated and I decided that I could help the cause by shooting great looking videos. And the Vax crew started through town, in late April, and I kind of stalked them throughout California. I was shooting them simultaneously with two HD cameras. They saw me, and they kind of said, why don't you come with us? And so I've been with them ever since.
It's an amazing connect, and of course, transverse myelitis, I mean, serious issue. What's the update on your son? How old and what's going on?
So he's 7 years old now, and, he's permanently paralyzed from the waist down. It's flaccid paralysis. He'll be in a wheelchair forever until some kind of new technology is invented, hopefully.
Right. Yeah.
But that's where he's at.
Oh, my goodness. And welcoming also here on the Vax bus, Bryce Bundy. First time we've met. I've seen you recently. Did you just fly in to join the team recently?
Yeah, I flew in last night to drive the bus.
Wow. Okay. And how did you make a connection with Vax, the team, the movie, the bus, and everything?
We actually got in touch with Polly through a mutual friend that we share. And we actually contacted her because we lost our four-month-old son after he was vaccinated, and that was about 5 years ago.
Your son died?
Yeah, he died 4 days after he was vaccinated.
Oh, my God.
At 4 months old.
You know, and I've watched Polly with all of these interviews, and she's, you know, when you first go out and you have a, your child is injured, you don't assume you're going to hear stories of children that have died. You think, okay, we're going to do injuries.
Right.
And suddenly we're finding more and more of these stories of vaccine-induced death.
Yeah.
And how long ago did this happen?
About 5 years.
5 years now.
Yep.
Now, was it immediately acknowledged as to be vaccine-related, or was it one of those situations where they said it was a coincidence, it's sudden infant death? I mean, how did they describe what happened?
He was never officially diagnosed as dying from his vaccine injuries. When we received the autopsy report, the vaccine page was omitted from that. We don't have his vaccine records from that, which is really weird. The doctor won't acknowledge that. That's what caused it. She wouldn't report it as a vaccine injury. So it was very, like, hush-hush that our son passed away, except for the fact that we won't let it be hush.
This seems like that rises to criminal wrongdoing. I mean, we've talked over time on this show about how outrageous it is that doctors are shielded from liability and the makers of the manufacturers of the vaccines are shielded from liability. But when you have such a gross incompetence or, in this case, a criminal cover-up of a relationship or connection, was there any effort to work that angle, or was it just understandably too traumatic?
Our issue was we were basically told that if we pursued anything legally, that if anything came of that, we would have to sign documents saying we wouldn't talk about it after that happened. And we decided that we would rather the world know that our son passed away because of this than to seek any financial gains from it.
So if you went after, they said you would have to sign a consent decree to not speak about
it. Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. And again, you chose that the story had to be told.
Yeah, there's not enough money in the world for me to cover up that my son existed.
Folks, again, I know longtime listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's not surprising, but it's still shocking anytime you hear, was your baby was healthy at the time?
Yeah.
You know, and
he was actually our youngest and smallest baby. He didn't have a single NICU stay when he was born. He was born at 35 weeks. We took him home under 5 pounds, completely healthy, never had a single disease in his life. And then he went to the doctor was just to get his vaccinations.
Yeah. This is why I say the most dangerous profession on the planet is really pediatrics. When they blindly inject innocent little babies with toxic substances that if you were to put it in a baby's bottle, you could be charged with criminal, assault and battery at the very least, but attempted murder, certainly if you had intent. We talked with Nico LaHood. And Joshua, did you meet Nico? Or did you meet?
Yeah, you probably saw the video that I shot and edited. So.
Yes, that was brilliant.
I met Nico.
And we had him on a few weeks later, and he was just as tenacious and steadfast and communicating. If those of you who haven't heard, Nico LaHood is a San Antonio district attorney, and he goes after the bad guys, the criminals, and he's very meticulous in how he has to determine whether to charge somebody, because obviously you don't want to waste the taxpayers' money and go after somebody who's likely not. But at the same time, he says when people are trying to trash him and run him through the mud because of what he's said now, he says, I would litigate this in a second. There's so much evidence, which is another level of confidence, comfort for those parents who have suffered and felt alone and abandoned, who have been told that they're not, you know, like in your case, oh, it wasn't the vaccine.
Yeah.
The thing is, you've been isolated, and no more. That isolation ends, and a big part of it is because what you guys are doing here with the Vax Tour, Boston.
Yeah. It's really powerful seeing somebody like Nico because, you know, for a very long time, there's been an extremely sexist campaign against anybody who says anything against vaccinations. There are a bunch of hysterical refrigerator moms doing Google research, and really, we know that's not true, and we've been on the Vax Tour recording as many vaccine injury stories as possible. And we're seeing men, women, lower class, higher class, all kinds of occupations across the board. This is a nationwide thing, and of course it's a universal thing. And Nico is, you know, being an attorney in a high position is really a powerful statement.
Yeah, indeed. And that his posture, and your point is well taken too, and that's why I joke about the raw masculinity aspect. For the most part, the moms are the ones that observe this. The dads are out working. I mean, I don't mean to overly generalize it, but let's admit that's kind of how our culture and society still runs. So dads aren't as always, not again, won't say across the board, but again, in general, we find that the moms have woken up and they said, hey, look, there's a problem here. And of course, in a masculine, male-dominated culture, you can kind of put the ladies down, put them aside, you know, in that way because there's a masculine energy about it. But to have the warrior dad step up now, like you guys.
And well, my wife was the first one that questioned anything. I was like every other man in America, you know. And my wife was the first one that started questioning vaccines and what happened to our son.
Yeah.
And she had to convince me.
Yeah, and it's like we come along a little slower. In a sense, we maybe, not that we are subjected as much to authoritarianism, but we can buy into it because we have a perception of masculine domination and we see another masculine energy dominate. We go, oh, yeah, that's how it's done. And the women, of course, have been beaten down because of it. And the moms, the warrior moms, are the first to, you know, finally stand up and say, I've had enough. And now the dads have to step it up like you guys are doing and like many out there are doing. And what Nico, like I said, the posture, the energy that's coming through is unique in what we've been addressing for a long time. And I'm very, very pleased that he came out and that you did that initial interview with Polly and filmed it there because, Josh, I'm telling you, that was a stunning revelation for a lot of people to see.
And we need more people like that. That's one of the biggest things that we're hoping for on this tour. You know, we're giving a voice to these people. We're saying you're not alone. And people have been so scared of being ridiculed that they will not come out and tell their stories. When what happened to my son happened and I talked about my story, I had a friend who kind of came over and said, oh, my daughter has autism from vaccines. This is a close friend of mine who never, his child was 6-7 years old by that time, had never mentioned that to me before. So people are scared to say anything. So really, like, high-ranking officials, celebrities, you know, we need more people like Nico LaHood to come out and make this, you know, put this more in the spotlight.
Yeah, and remember, folks, the idea of protecting children is not... it's not a bad idea, right? It's not the concept's not wrong, except that when you do it at the risk of killing them, that's wrong, plain wrong, especially when you begin to say, you know what, we're going to use the power and force of government to not allow you parents to escape this, what we want to do to your children. Now we've taken it to a whole other level, and I would not hesitate to say it's a declaration of war on the family, on the sanctity and sovereignty of the family, and of the integrity of your children. And so to stand up and defend them is a birthright, it's an obligation. And if people are getting scared of you moms and dads out there, well, damn it, they should be scared of you. Because you've done the ultimate harm to them by acquiescing to an evil, even if though they claim it's for good purposes, but an evil manifestation of do-gooding, which is a very dangerous thing. Do-gooders, beware. Beware of do-gooders. In case. All right, RobertScottBell.com. All the links are up. We are live from the Vax Bus here at Ormond Beach at Love Whole Foods. Polly Tommy's going to join us in a little while.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, live from the Vax Bus, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have Joshua Coleman with us and Bryce Bundy, both dads who in one case suffered the ultimate loss, the loss of a child, and in another we have the injury, as you mentioned, the permanent disability
Flaccid paralysis.
So no use of the legs.
No use of the legs. He'll be in a wheelchair forever.
Absolutely stunning and incredible. And that in your case, did the doctors, like they did in Bryce's case, try to say it didn't have anything to do with the vaccine?
I never would have come up with that on my own. The doctor immediately said it's in all likelihood either a vaccine injury or possibly one other reason. And then over 2.5 years of tests at Johns Hopkins, narrowed down to a vaccine injury.
Wow. All right. And Bryce, since this event happened, even before the whole vax team got out there, were you vocal? Did you talk to others about this?
My wife is very vocal about vaccines and just informed consent is what people really need to be concerned with, is knowing what they're putting in their body, whether it be a vaccine or food or anything like that. You just need to know.
Yeah.
And doctors are very good at trying to hide it from you, as far as the point as you have to ask for that vaccine insert just so you know what the ingredients are.
You got to demand it. Don't let them say, oh, I showed you the piece of paper. That's not it. The actual insert is much more comprehensive in that way. And even the vaccine adverse event reporting system, some have estimated that maybe 10% of all injuries are reported, maybe 10%. And if you think about that, the numbers on this bus, I just signed, I was like 2,400 something, 85 I signed. And that's just on this bus. if you times that by 10, but even more than that, it's a Holocaust. I've used that language. And as someone who grew up Jewish, I don't take that statement lightly, but I will say it. This is a vaccine Holocaust, and it must be stopped. So you two dads, what kind of message can you send up there like a Nico LaHood that has a different kind of energy? Because the moms have an energy that's very important in nourishing us, too. But the dads got to stand up as the warriors, too. What do you got to say?
I feel like dads just need to take more responsibility for their children's health and not leave it up to somebody else. I wish I would have asked more questions of the doctor. I wish I would have been more demanding. Because my wife was questioning vaccines the day we went into the doctor's office to get his four-month vaccinations.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's fine. You know, everybody else does it. Everybody gets vaccinated. He'll be fine. And the doctor was on my side trying to convince my wife to vaccinate our four-month-old son. She told my wife, you know, if you don't vaccinate, you're signing his death certificate. And it turns out 4 days later, we were signing his death certificate, except for it was for the opposite reason.
Yeah. I just, you know, that human aspect of me, yes, folks, there is a human aspect to the Robert Scott Bell Show, wants to take a doctor like that and visit untold, unspeakable horrors on them for what they're doing to kids, but obviously that's not going to solve it. So the question is, what can we do? And when we talk about, you know, the next step, the next generation, Joshua, you know, what messaging are you sending out to the world?
You know, I think it's the same thing that a lot of us have been saying, you know, saying for a while, which is... be open-minded and do your research. You know, the vaccine program gets so many passes. The vaccine companies aren't liable. They don't have to, they're able to ship their medicines in separate lots. The only medicine that's able to do that. You know, the fact that there are no alternatives. I can't think of one other medicine on the planet where there's not an alternative.
Right.
Reason being, because we all respond differently. And they're not making any attempt to make alternate vaccines that are,
free of a lot of the toxic poisons, right, for instance?
Right. Yeah. And figure out why people are having these reactions and have something else for them.
Yeah.
It's a complete disregard for these people.
Yeah.
So please, do your research.
Folks, if you want to learn about options other than vaccination to protect the immune system of your children and the children, there's a homeoprophylaxis event happening in St. Petersburg, Florida, October 7th, 8th, and 9th, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll be there. Ty Bollinger will be there for some of the time as well. And I'm not saying that you need to do it, but I would say if you're afraid at all about their immune system, about these diseases they frighten you with, there are options. Thank God, you know, I learned early on because of my own injury and all the things I had to learn early before having kids. My kids, 11 and 16, never been vaccinated. And you guys know, I've said it with you before, if a doctor tries to threaten my kid with a needle, I've got a 357 and I'll make a bigger hole. And I know that's outrageous for some people to hear, but when you realize that, like in your son's case, they can die,
yeah,
you have to be willing to defend your children. Do not cower in fear to authoritarians with medical degrees. It's time to step up and protect your kids. Polly Tommy's going to join us in a little bit after the break, and I appreciate Joshua and Bryce for being on board. Thank you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I do want to acknowledge Justin from We Are Change Orlando. He was also at the Vaxxed event at Winter Park, and we connected there for the first time. I just called him Joshua. It's like the J names are just overwhelming me right now. But Justin, thank you. It's good to see you again. And he's here also live streaming something via what method are you doing right now? We Are Change Orlando Facebook page is covering it live from the Vax bus at Ormond Beach just outside of Love Whole Foods. I want to thank Mitch for hosting us here today. We also have Bryce Bundy is still with us, and we are joined right now on the bus by Polly. Tommy!
Hooray! Hi!
Polly!
I love that you're on the Vax bus. It's fantastic.
I love being here with you. We had such a great time. Last time we were together, we were in a yogurt shop from the movie theater.
Pouring with rain.
You were just so brave just coming across, and you didn't care about the hair. You were just doing it.
I went for it.
And Andy and Dell were worried. Where is she? She needs to eat. I'm like, no, she's okay.
But notice how they didn't go out in the rain to get their hair wet.
No, we wouldn't want them to, you know, get wet hair, right? So anyway, we are here on the bus so many months later, in fact. And I want to thank you also. A shout out to Shelley Meyer and family. I signed for their son, Zane Meyer, on the bus. I got a picture of it just posted on Facebook as well. And then I shared my story with your audience as well, how I was vaccine injured from the smallpox vaccine.
And you even showed us the scar.
Yeah, well, the scar, they don't do it anymore. And then I revaccinated the temple of my forehead, and that created traumatic migraine-like headaches as a child that I didn't understand. I mean, as a kid, you don't understand this kind of pain. Yeah. And it was brutal. So, again, we're representing, and the Meyer family is represented here. They're in Iowa. They weren't sure if you would come through, so they asked me to do that. So thank you, Polly.
That's great. And if we do see them, people love to go and try and find their name. So it works both ways. And they can sign it over the top or whatever.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So what can you tell us? I hope all my listeners are following you guys. A lot of them are vaxxed through Periscope and Facebook Live. And yet when we started this, when you started this and started doing the movie tour with the buses new, since you started going around the bus and hearing these stories, what can you tell us is different than from when we started?
Well, so when I last saw you, we were flying around doing Q&As at the theater gatherings. Mm-hmm. And that was great. But we realized very quickly that we were missing the stories on the road. And at that time, we were really just interested in the MMR. Because remember, the film is about the facts and the fraud at the CDC and the MMR.
Right.
But as we started to travel, parents, the military, people talking about their babies, teenagers. It was apparent to us that it was every single vaccine. And this was something we were not anticipating. So to get on the road was a no-brainer. And this is where we're literally everywhere we go, we're called on the road, divert an hour this direction, that direction. We've got a story for you. And this is where it's been the biggest eye-opener. Even Dr. Wakefield has been in this business for the longest.
Right.
Was not prepared for the dead babies.
Yeah.
No, I know Bryce, you're on here, and I hope you're not offended. I mean, it's the way I'm speaking. I say it the way it is. But they are everywhere. These babies are being killed by the DTaP. And it's serious stuff. And they're being passed off as SIDS. And every single stop, I just had three outside here. And everywhere we go, it's at least one. That's not good enough. And so Gardasil as well, crippling, pushing girls through menopause. I'm interviewing 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old girls who have been told already that they will never have children. And paralysis. Mm-hmm. Crippling paralysis, everyone. You know, Josh's story, you've just heard it.
Right.
But the Gardasil again, and the flu vaccine, beautiful teenagers that are going in to their college, and they're told they've got to have the flu vaccine at college, and they're dead in their beds in the morning. It's a serious thing. I'm not hyping this up. It's just parents on the road telling us their stories that no one will listen to. First time ever we have a voice. And what the fascinating thing, mm-hmm, is that the autism world is joining force with the vaccine injured and the dead baby world. And it sounds harsh, but before they've been in the people who have lost babies have been in their own little shell. The people who are vaccine injured in their own little shell, the autism community, we are now joining something so powerful that the baddies, the wickedness, are afraid. They're afraid.
No, it's stunning. And I remember, again, the focus, because the movie is all about the MMR, the corruption, the CDC, the whistleblower. But, you know, I found this out early on as a homeopath because children were coming to me who were injured with vaccines. This was back in the 90s. And I saw it was all of them. But to have this happen, start there, and then realize we can't keep it contained. And nobody was doing this in this way. Now more people than ever are becoming aware, and they're speaking out. They're asking questions. This bus is going around getting the stories. It can no longer be swept under the rug.
Right. And people are realizing that it's braver to be on the right side than it is on the wrong side. We've got whistleblowers coming up to us. Some are asking to have their face pixelated. We can do all that. We can do whatever it takes.
Right.
But they're coming out now, and they're not afraid.
Yeah.
So because nobody wants to be on the wrong side of history.
No, exactly right. And the thing is, when they're recognizing that there is a liability. Now, we know that vaccine liability has been taken out by the federal government. All right. But liability on a spiritual level is not. And that's when you're throwing that mirror up in front of these faces and saying they have to acknowledge what is happening. That's a different level, right? We're not going to get Congress to turn over overnight. It might take years. I don't know how long it'll take, if ever. But the reality is, by going out the way you're doing it, the mirror is right there. It's not waiting around for an act of legislation. And that's such an important thing, because that's the thing that changes it more than anything else, even the voting issue. And, of course, tonight there's a debate, right, going on after the show tonight. And I know a lot of families, a lot of moms and dads are single-issue voters because of the vaccine issue. How can you blame them for that? But at the same time, I recognize and remember that even if Trump gets in, who's aware of vaccine injury and vaccine dangers, there are no political saviors. Don't expect that overnight everything changes just because Trump is in. And I'm not, believe me, I don't want Hillary anywhere near the White House. Just I'm open and honest about that.
I mean, it's extraordinary. Sorry, just from a British person over here. The two of all the millions of people in America come up with two extraordinary characters. I don't get a vote, so I don't want to waste my time on that right now, because here's what I want to say. It is the people that are going to win this.
Yes.
Because ultimately, we can go... Look, I've been doing this for 19 years in England and over here. I've been banging on the doors of the people that I'm supposed to bang on the doors of, and it doesn't work. This is what is going to work. The people saying no. No, we're not going to go to your schools if you force vaccinate our children. No, we're not going to go to your pediatricians. We are not going to be bullied and told what to do anymore. Then the politicians will listen to you. Then the governmental presidential candidates will listen to us. They want the people. They want the votes. Mm-hmm. The minute we turn our backs and say, we're not going to be bullied by you people anymore,
right,
and that is happening, we are rising up, forming together as a team, becoming incredibly powerful, then they'll listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's another aspect of what you're saying, is that when you stop showing up, when you stop going, for instance, pediatricians, our, my good friend Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I don't know if you
love her.
She's wonderful. She says, why do you need a pediatrician? Right, it was an amazing revelation the day she said that many years ago. I was like, "Oh, you're right. We don't. There's no requirement to have." And suddenly now that whole group has to say, "What happened? The people are going. They're leaving us. What about the politicians? You turn your back on them. You withdraw consent. You don't participate. What about the public government schools? The crime that's beyond the public school issue in California, of course, is they even blocked out the private schools, which is astonishing. But at that point, we have an ability to say no more of that either, and you start." Uncoupling or decoupling is the word. That energy that they feed, they need from us. And if they don't have it, they can't assault us with the same temerity, the same intensity.
They want us to live in fear. And that's, in a way, what we all have been doing. Everyone's going, abiding by the law, abiding by what the doctors say, doing everything we're told, and that's what's gone wrong.
Yeah.
So, and to be fair to Del Bigtree, he taught me to question. I've been brought up, you know, naval family, hippie mom, whatever it is. To never question, do as you're told. And I think that's the problem with all of us. Del says, question everything. And he is right. Question. For the first time ever, I say to my children the exact same thing. And to the people, we mustn't be bullied anymore. And that's how we're going to win this.
Question especially those things that they declare unquestionable. Especially those things. Because those are the things that have hidden dangers that are purposefully being hidden from us. And so when they say don't question that, or the science is settled, those are the very things that are sitting on such a weak foundation that they can't withstand the scrutiny of those questions. That's why they say you cannot question.
I'm still getting people coming up to me saying, Polly, please, I can't tell my story, but can I tell you? There's no point telling me my story if I can't tell the world.
Right.
It's absolutely pointless. You're telling me and I can't tell anybody. So either, you know, because what they're doing is they're putting their jobs, they're putting, ultimately it's money.
Mm-hmm.
You do not, no house is big enough, no job is good enough. Please, we're talking about absolute vaccine damage. You know, you're making money to send your child to the best college in America. Your child won't be going to that college if you're going to vaccinate it, and it's going to end up like Billy or Josh's child paralyzed.
Right, right.
So people really need to understand the real danger of vaccine injury and to stop putting money before their child, which is, I'm sorry, it sounds harsh, but that's what they're doing.
No, you're right. And it's a hell of a lot harder to recover a child than to never damage or injure them. And, you know, even though I talk about how to recover children through homeopathy, through the use of other things to repair gut, we're doing the homeoprophylaxis conference coming up in St. Pete. You know, I wrote the book with Ty Bollinger, Unlock the Power to Heal, to give that kind of information out. There's not enough of that information, even if we have 1,000 years to get it out, because we weren't meant to be attacked and nearly destroyed and in some cases killed. And then try to fight it. It's like, give the kids a fighting chance. Don't assault them. But it's a cultural sea change. It's a shift from an authoritarian medical church that we have in America and much of the Western world to come back to our senses and recognize, like you, the moms that we've talked to and some of the dads even, that have a gut instinct. that is more powerful and smarter than any doctor ever in the history of doctoring. And that's a message I can't say loud enough. And so
I think one of the things being on this tour has made me so realize how fortunate, and Sheila Ely said the same thing, Sheila Ely's also in the film, is how fortunate we are that our children lived. I mean, Bryce's son did not live. That is not okay. It's not okay that mine was damaged, but my child lives. Bryce and his beautiful wife, Carrie, will never see their son again. What was taken for their son is barbaric and criminal. Mm-hmm. So it's very humbling being on the road here because you see absolute devastation, crippled parents in devastation, siblings, grandparents, a complete breakdown of Americans' family, mm-hmm. American families. It's tragic.
Yeah, I know I talked to some of the people you interviewed today, and I just hold back the tears here and the stories. And you know, one woman at two, the child was injured, but also a brilliant. I come back to this movie Mercury Rising from the 1990s with Bruce Willis, and how ironic the name Mercury was in that film because a lot of the damage is caused by that metal. But yet these are brilliant children, and they've been crippled, yet they have this ability if we can restore them. But why not stop injuring them? Stop subjecting them to this. Is that too much to ask?
And one of the most dangerous things I'm hearing now, with, especially from California, is that, oh, I'll just take the vaccine because I'll be able to recover my child after. Do not take that risk.
No, no, yeah. No. It doesn't matter that it's maybe possible, but the risk of, oh, gosh. I'm going to take a break. Polly, I love you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you to Bryce as well for being on board with us, Joshua, and everybody on the Vax team. If y'all are watching, we are Change Orlando. Thank you for being here to cover this as well. Thank you to Billy. We're going to be back with more powerful healing. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
I would like to tell y'all where the Vax Bus is going to be next, but Bella is not here, so nobody knows. We're lost. Where are we going to be? Where are you guys going?
We literally don't. We get sent our schedule, and we'll be sent it in the next half an hour, hopefully. Okay, but right. Bella's with Andy in San Diego doing some
conference of some kind.
Chiropractic
yeah.
conference.
Yeah, beautiful. And listen, you go to which of the Vax websites is most appropriate to track where the bus is going to be when you know it?
Vax.com.
VAXXED.com.
Yeah, and Anu is our great tech guy on the bus.
Yes.
He goes around everywhere with us. Any questions, just email him and he'll just sort everything out for you. But Periscope is where we go live. If you want to go live where we go live, so when we're doing an interview, like right now, or we go into a house and we don't know what story we're going to get, you want to come live with us, mm-hmm. then download the Periscope app.
Yeah.
And we're Vax.
Right,
so
right.
So just go to Vax, at Team Vax,
yep.
and you've got us.
I did a Periscope earlier with Dr. Mercola and Aaron Elizabeth. You guys had him on the bus as well. Had a fun time, I'm sure, with that.
I didn't recognize him. He walked on the bus and said, "Who's in charge?" And I said, "God."
Yes. Yes.
And he looked at me like, "You're really rude." And I said, "I'm Polly Tommy." Hi! We had a moment.
Mercola has a very dry sense of humor.
Maybe he got it.
I like ribbing him, yeah, because he likes to get, but I get him before he gets me, and I don't know if he's annoyed with me for that, but we have a good time interacting. So, again, follow him, Vax.com. We have it linked up in the show notes, robertscottbelt.com. Next phase of this adventure, what innovation, what an insight and inspiration to have this bus. I mean, people were probably going, what are they doing? This bus, they wrap it, it's got Vax, but this is really making an impact. Not the least of which, of course, Anu holding it all together with the tech side of the things. The fact that we can watch you guys in real time around the world, we don't need satellite trucks,
right.
We don't need to go through the mainstream media, it's doing an end around, it's doing a bypass, and it's transformative.
Yeah, this is new. I mean, Facebook, it's a little bit more tricky. They censor us a lot. But out on Periscope, we're good. But we are not going to stop. We are committed. You know, Patrick's our driver. Normally, Bryce has been amazing stepping in, and I'm sure they're stepping in there. Patrick has two vaccine injured children. But everybody here on the bus is 100% committed to not stopping until we've resolved this. How many stories is it going to take, America, CDC for you to understand that what you're doing is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that is it. That's as simple as that. We will continue to tell these stories.
Now, can we talk a little bit? I know it's controversial, this politics a little bit, but Chaffetz.
Yep.
I've said this, there are no political saviors. Maybe he does something good, maybe not, but we can't count on it, is the point I'm making. So even if your bliss is to follow that track, and I wouldn't dissuade you from it, don't rest on that alone. That's the point of this. We're doing an end around all of them this way. My communication on the show is one small part of it. What you're doing is extraordinary. But don't look that a politician will promise you the moon. They might.
Right,
they might even mean it, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
100% agree. And also, please do not put all your eggs in one basket with Dr. William Thompson either. There are more whistleblowers out there. There are much braver people than Dr. William Thompson out there. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not Del and Andy. I'm not polite, and I don't say things for it to be political and socially, morally okay. The way it is this.
Yeah.
He's not coming forward. He didn't come forward. We recorded him. So I'm done with this. He's a brave, courageous soul. He's not. He's a coward. And I'm a parent. And I've got many parents that stand by me on that side. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry if that offends anyone. And Jason Chaffetz, hurry up. Every day that you stand there and do nothing, more kids are dying. So I have no time for these people and for being politically correct. I'm going to go. I'm on a mission. We're on a mission. We're going to find more whistleblowers, more William Thompsons. They're out there. And we will keep going until they're brave enough to speak out. Because they've got blood on their hands.
Mm-hmm. Amen, Polly. Yeah, absolutely. Bryce, this is, again, what you're involved in.
Yeah.
You know, the tragedy that started it all. The fact is, by doing what you're doing, you know, your son doesn't die in vain.
Right. Right? And that's the whole reason we're doing it, is because as long as we save one kid, mm-hmm. that's worth it to me.
Yeah.
I'll give up my entire life just to save one kid.
You know, the kids are the ones that they've sacrificed on some level themselves, the parents unknowingly, so that we would all wake up, so that we could prevent this from happening to another generation. It's already been too much. And, you know, what's happening here. And folks, and, you know, the Robert Scott Bell Show audience, if you haven't plugged into the Vax Tour, if you haven't bought the film or streamed it, share it, find a way to get it out. Because as a tool, it's one of the most profound tools in all the years I've been doing this. That shows something in an extraordinary way. So, Polly, thanks for hosting
me
here.
Thank you, Robert. We love you.
Love you so much. New, thank you for all the tech. Justin Good from We Are Changed Orlando. Billy, thanks for hanging in there for us. And Joshua Coleman, thank you. Bryce, thank you, my friend. Good
to
connect. Super Don, appreciate you. Dr. Batar coming up, encore episode as we head out from the Vax bus. Watch the tour, see where they're going to be, come out and see them, sign the bus, and give them a big hug from all of us, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.